You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station. And you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. It's the sea. The seaside is one of my favorite places. I love the sound of the lapping waves and the seagulls and the children laughing as they play on the beach. When a place is so special, it's very important that we all do our part to protect it. Today's story is about a sea turtle who tries his very best to keep the sea safe for everyone to enjoy. It's called Officer Turtle and the Prawn Patrol. Todd the Turtle had always wanted to be an eco-warrior since he was a little itty-bitty squiggle in a shell. He dreamed about fighting for the rights of his fellow sea creatures and making sure that the marine ecosystem in his area was not unduly disturbed. So when Todd grew up, that's what he did. Todd took an official oath to prevent the loss of life on the coast and at sea. He became known as Officer Turtle, and from that day forward, he proudly served the aquatic community off the coast of Capitola Beach, west of the jetty in Santa Cruz, California. But Officer Turtle quickly found his dream job overwhelming. With more than 8 million tons of garbage pouring into the sea from humans each year, Officer Turtle had to work from sunrise until sunset, each and every day, trying to remove plastic from his section of the coast. And even then, he knew his efforts were barely making a dent. There is so much plastic being spewed out by rivers, dumped along coastlines, or abandoned by fishing vessels that plastic doesn't just contaminate the sea itself anymore. It actually contaminates the ocean air, because particles are kicked up by spray and then blown about the planet on the wind. This is why in many places on Earth, it now literally rains and snows plastic. So poor, exhausted Officer Turtle would swim around collecting plastic garbage from the waters off Capitola Beach each and every day. When it rained plastic particles back into the sea. The job felt more and more futile. Imagine if every time you cleaned your room, your younger brother or sister immediately came in and tossed everything on the floor again. You'd be upset, right? Well, Officer Turtle felt upset too. No matter how hard he worked and how much garbage he cleaned up each day, the problem just became bigger and bigger and bigger, and his section of the sea became more and more and more polluted. One day, as he was out swimming and collecting plastic trash from the water, Officer Turtle finally decided he'd had enough. Frustrated, sleep-deprived, and feeling the futility of his efforts, he stopped, rested on a sandbar in the sun, and cried. "This is not how I imagined it would be," wept Officer Turtle. "I thought that if I set a good example, that everyone on Capitola Beach would help me keep the sea safe by throwing their garbage in trash cans instead of littering, and recycling, and refusing to discharge waste from their businesses and homes into the beautiful ocean. But the truth is that nobody cares, and I'm just wasting my time." "Don't cry, Officer Turtle," a little voice piped up. "You aren't alone. We care too." Officer Turtle wiped his tears away and looked all around the sandbar, but he couldn't see where the tiny voice was coming from. "Hello? Where are you?"
"Down here."
So Officer Turtle looked down into the water and saw a group of prawns. Prawns are small aquatic crustaceans with an exoskeleton and 10 wispy little legs.
"Oh, there you are. My goodness, you're all so tiny."
"We may be tiny," said the prawn, "but we can make a big contribution by caring a lot and working hard together. My name is Peter, and I am the leader of our group, which is called the Prawn Patrol."
"The Prawn Patrol?" said Officer Turtle. "Why, I've never heard of such a thing." Peter the Prawn gave a little laugh.
"Ha ha! I'd be surprised if you had. But, you see, it doesn't really matter. The Prawn Patrol doesn't care about being well known," said Peter. "The Prawn Patrol is a volunteer group of prawns that go swimming around every day, removing as much plastic waste as we can from the water. We do it because we care about our community and protecting the marine ecosystem. When we see someone like you, Officer Turtle, who is so much larger than us, about to give up on trying to protect the sea because you are frustrated, we just shake our heads in disbelief. Why, you clear more garbage garbage from the waters of Capitola Beach in 1 hour than the entire Prawn Patrol can remove in a whole day. How can you consider giving up when you have more power to do good than all of us, and we still show up every day to try our best?
Officer Turtle had never thought about it like this before. Well, I don't know what to say, Peter. I guess I just felt overwhelmed because ocean pollution is such a very big, big problem. It seemed like my hard work wasn't really making a difference. Peter the Prawn shook his head.
Now that is no way to think, Officer Turtle. Small creatures caring and working hard together can make a very big difference indeed. You must never give up, and you must keep setting a good example so that others are inspired to join us in protecting the sea.
Officer Turtle knew that Peter the Prawn was right, but he also knew that working as part of a team was far more fun than working alone. Peter, I would like to join the Prawn Patrol. I know that I am a turtle and an official officer at that, but you have reminded me of why I took this job in the first place. And I would be honored to work alongside the Prawn Patrol, doing our best to keep the sea clean together. The Prawn Patrol welcomed Officer Turtle into their group. And to this very day, if you go to Capitola Beach, you may see the Eco Warriors swishing back and forth, clearing up plastic waste from the waters, and setting a positive example for us all. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. I'm so glad we visited Officer Turtle and the Prawn Patrol at Capitola Beach today, to learn about the importance of protecting our oceans. If you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.